Today's Shir Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph in the second line. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us Bech B'Nissan, the first day of Nissan, Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim, is considered Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim. As Rashi says, the Torah Kedoshah says Chodesh Zalachem, Chodesh Zalachem Rosh Chadoshim. This Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the first month of all the years. And the Ritva points out that even according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who we're going to learn on Daf Yud, holds that B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Tishrei, that doesn't take away that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rishon Hulachet Hashanah, the first month in our calendar year is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Because as the Ritva explains, because as we just said, the Pasuk says that we should count Nisan as the first month. And moreover, since Nisan, what makes Nisan so special is because Nisan is the month where Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Because Nisan is the month that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that makes Nisan so special that we count the months, the first month from Nisan. And the Ramban also says that the Pasuk of HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim teaches us that there's a mitzvah to count the months in this manner, Nisan being the first month, Iyar second month, and so on. And Ramban says that when Klal Yisrael came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they used the names Nisan, Iyar Sivan, is all based on Nisan, represents because it's a month of Nisan, and that's where these months became part of our vocabulary. The Ramban goes on to quote a Mechilta who says there's a mitzvah to refer to the days of the week by the number of the day, Hayom Yom Yimecha B'Shabbos on Sunday, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, because says the Ramban, when one refers to the days of the week in such a manner, he's being mekayim the mitzvah of Zocha Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoy. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer, based on this Ramban, says that when one writes a letter, he should be careful to use the days of the week, Yom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, and also use the Jewish months. And he says when one writes a letter and dates it in such a manner, he's fulfilling two mitzvahs. By dating the day of the week, he's been kaim the mitzvah Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Katshoy, by counting every day towards Shabbos, and by counting the months, this is the first month, and so on, he's been kaim the mitzvah HaChodesh Hazeh L'Chem Rosh Chodeshim. So the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal in the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Yoel was asked if there's such a mitzvah, as the Ramban says, and the Chasam Sofer says that we should fulfill what the Ramban tells us, so ask the Satmar Rebbe, why do we find that people, and he was asked by himself, why wasn't he so careful that when he wrote, he didn't write Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, etc. So he says, there's a concept that Ksiva Kedibur or Ksiva is not Kedibur. Is writing equivalent to speaking, or is writing not equivalent to speaking? And he says that we paskin the ksiva lav kedibur. So he says, when does one fulfill the mitzvah of Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Katshoy or Chodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim? He says it's specifically when you speak, but not when you write. So when writing, it's not the same. The Satmar Rebbe also said that this mitzvah is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. That means if one writes a letter this way, he fulfills a mitzvah. But not to say that he's obligated that way. Another explanation is once Klal Yisrael went into Golus, everything changed, and we are not as makbid as we were, as the Ramban says, maybe we ought to. Uli Burin, the Gemara is going to explain what this means soon. L'trumas Shkolim, as we learned, Masechet Shkolim, the halach is that every year, everybody has to contribute a Machzor Shekel, which is used for the Karbonos Tzibur, And our Gemara is teaching us that the Rosh Hashanah, when they start using the new Machzor Shekel, is on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'yesh Emrim Af L'Sechiras Patim, as we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem. Says the Gemara, L'Chadashim, as we just discussed, Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. Ask the Gemara Menolam, from where do we notice Halacha? Says the Gemara D'Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Achadish is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishonu Lechem L'Chad She'eshana, Dava B'nai Yisrael. And of course the question is, how do we know that we're talking about Chodesh Nissan? Because the Pasuk goes on to say there, Dabra Kol B'das Yisrael Lemer, B'asal Chodesh is there, the 10th day of this month, V'yichul Ish Lem Ish Selabayis, that was the time that everybody was told to take an animal for the Korban Pesach. And the Pasuk continues, V'hoysel Chem L'shmeres, Ad Abba Asu Yoyim L'chodesh Azeh, you shall watch this animal till the 14th day of this month, V'shocha Tu'aysoi. And we should then Shechter an Ere Pesach as the Korban Pesach. And the Pasuk says, V'shmeres Chodesh Aviv, V'sisa Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha, Ezo Chodesh Yesh Be'aviv. So the Pasuk is telling us that the Korban Pesach should be brought in the month which is spring. Spring represents when the produce start to get ripe. When does that occur? Eizah chodesh sheyesh be'aviv havoyim ezeh nisan. And yet, so we see that all of these obligations, all these mitzvahs are supposed to take place in Nisan. And that month, as we just read, is called Rishon. Ask the Gemara, v'me'ir. Oh, an ear also, the produce ripens. So maybe ear is the first month. Answer the Gemara, Bina Oviv. The month has to be where there is Tvua that's ripened. Vileka. And Chodesh Ear is not the month where produce ripens. The produce primarily ripens in Nisan. There are those produce that get delayed until Ear, but primarily it happens in Nisan. Ask the Gemara Ve'ema Adar. Maybe it means Adar because there's produce that ripens earlier and it ripens already in Adar. Answers the Gemara Be'inim Roiv Aviv. We have to have the time where most of the ripening takes place. Most of the ripening takes place in Nisan, V'leka, not in Adar. Ask the Gemara Midi Roiv Aviv Ksiv. Does the Torah use the words Roiv that was saying that when the Torah says that this first month is the month of Aviv, we should say it means the month where most of the ripening takes place. El Amar of Chizda Mihacha, because of this question, this cannot be the proof that Nisan is the first month. Says the Gemara, rather we learn it from here. The Pasuk says, Ach b'chamisha asu yoyim l'chodesh ha-shvii ba'as b'chem es tfuas ha-aretz. So we see that the seventh month is the month where they collect the produce. And says the Gemara, Eza Chodesh Yesh Be'asifa, what is the month in which they start to collect, the produce? It's left out in the Middle East countries where it's warm. It's left out all of the spring and summer months to dry, and then it's brought in Adar, in the fall. Which month is that take place? Hava Omeza Tishrei. But this takes place in the month of Tishrei. And we see the Kakarale, and we see that the Torah calls the month of Tishrei Shvi. So if Tishrei, if Tishrei is the seventh month, it must be that Nisan is the first month. Ask the Gemara Ve'eme Machashvin. Maybe we should say that the month of Asifa is Marcheshvin, or Maishvi, and therefore, the first month will be Iyar, and Marcheshvin will be the seventh month, which because it will be Shvi Iyar, 7 months after Iyar. Answers the Gemara Be'ina Osif, we need to have a month where there's food, the produce is collected, Vileka, and that doesn't happen. Says the Gemara, for Ask the Mashah, how can we have a Havamina that Iyar should be the first month? Hasn't the Gemara already proven that year can't be the first month because that's not when the ripening primarily takes place. So the Tori Evan answers that the Gemara could have indeed given that as an answer. But the Gemara eventually is going to give an explanation where it's clear that Nisan is the first month, so the Gemara did not bother going that route. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Elul, maybe we should say that Elul is the seventh month, or Maishvi, and it'll be 7 months after Adar, and Adar maybe is the first month. Answers the Gemara, Binan Roiv Asif, we need to, when we speak about Asif, we speak about where most of the Perutus is brought in, and that doesn't take place in Elul, rather it takes place for Lekka, it takes place in Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, Midi Roiv Asif Ksiv, does the Torah use the word Roiv, that we should say that it can't be Elul, because Elul is not the month where Roiv of the Asif takes place? So, the Ran asks a question. The Gemara, when it wanted to say that Adar is the first month, the Gemara said, well, it's not Roiv Aviv. So the Gemara said, the Gemara asked immediately, where does it say in the Torah that you have to have Roiv Aviv? So the same way the Gemara taught us that when the Torah uses the word Aviv, it doesn't mean Roiv Aviv, the same way when the Torah uses the word Asif, it doesn't mean Roiv Asif. If that's the case, why the Gemara go back and forth repeating the same kind of question? So the Ran answers that when the Torah uses the word Chodesh Aviv, of course it means when most of the ripening takes place. But since the Torah also says the word Shmar as Chodesh Aviv, so Shmar is a Miyut throughout Shas. And Shmar comes to say that even though Aviv ought to mean Roiv Aviv, Shmar comes to tell us you don't have to have Roiv Aviv, you have to have some of it would be enough. However, when the Torah speaks about the Zman or Asif, the Torah just uses the word Ba'aspechem, and it doesn't use the word Shimur. And therefore, there I would say that when it says Asif, it means Roiv Asif, and there's nothing to pull us in a different direction. Still, says the Gemara, no, the Torah did not say Roiv, and if the Torah doesn't say Roiv, we have no right to say that it means Roif. El Amarava, Davazeh, that the first month of the year is Chodesh Nissan, but Tyrus Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lamadnu is not explicitly stated in the Chumash. However, B'divrei Kabbalah Lamadnu, it's something that we learned from the Megillus Esther, because the Pasuk says, B'yoyim Esther v'arba l'ashta Esther Chodesh, hu Chodesh Shavat. So we see the Pasuk in Zechariah. The Pasuk calls Chodesh Shavat the 11th month. So if Chodesh Shvat is the 11th month, obviously Nisan is the first month. Rabbar Ulama Mahacha, the Pasuk says in the Megillah, V'tilokach Esther al HaMelech HaChashverish, Abeis Machuse B'Chodesh HaShvi, B'Chodesh HaSir U'Chodesh Tevis. So if Tevis is the 10th month, Nisan must be the first month. Rav Nachman, Rav Kanama Mahacha, there's a Pasuk in Zechariah, B'Abel Chodesh HaShvi B'Kislev. So again, if Kislev is the 9th month, Nisan must be the first month. Rav Acha by Yaakov Abba Mahacha, Yikaru Sofer HaMelech Beis Ahi, B'chodesh HaShlishi, again, another pasuk in Megillas Esther, Hu Chodesh Sivan. So if Sivan is the 3rd month, Nisan must be the 1st month. Rav Asher Abba Mahacha, the pasuk says again in the Megillah, Hippel Paru Hu Agoru Lefnei Haman, M'yayim L'yayim M'chodesh L'chodesh, Shneim Asu Hu Chodesh Adar. So we see that if Adar is the 12th month, then Nisan must be the first month. V'ibayisem Mahacha, the Pasuk says at the beginning of that Pasuk, B'chodesh Rishon hu Chodesh Nisan. So the Pasuk there is explicit that Chodesh Nisan is Chodesh Rishon, the first month. So ask the Gemara, if this Pasuk is so very explicit that Chodesh Nisan is the first month, V'kula, my tamal, I'm Mahai. So this is the most explicit pasuk we could find. Why do we not just learn from this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Dilma Mai, perhaps when the pasuk used the word Rishon, it means Rishon Lemilsei. It's when Haman began his terrible acts. So if that's the case, ask the Rishonim, that we're going to be saying that what it says in the Megillah, in this pasuk, it means because we're counting from when Haman began his terrible decrees, so why don't we say that regarding all the other psukim that have been used as a raya from the Megillas Esther, that Nisan is the first month? So the Taisus Arash answers, once the pasuk would have told us that Nisan was the month where Haman began his evil decrees, there's no need to keep on repeating that. Once it's taught us, the rest of the times when we speak about dates, it's only that we speak about dates in the way dates are normally counted. From here, furthermore, we says the Ritva, we see that Megillas Esther is called Divrei Kabbalah. There's a question about the status of Megillas Esther. We know that Kisvei HaKodesh have the ability to be Metames Yodayim. And the question is, in what category do we put Megillas Esther? Says the Ritva, since our Gemara is using Megillas Esther as a source for how to know which is the first month, to teach us when the Torah says Achodesh Hazeh Lechem Reish Chadashim, we can learn that's Nisan from what it says in the Megillah. We see the high status of the Megillah. Matana Didan, and our Tana, who did not mention that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Lechadashim, why not? Answers the Gemara, B'shanim Kamari, he only speaks about years. What? It's a Rosh Hashanah for the year, but it's Chadashim, something which only relates to months, Loi Kamari is not mentioned. Of course, the Rishonim Taisus asks that we learned that Nisan, Pes, or Tezvav Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim, and Regolim doesn't take up a year. So Taisus Rosh says that since there are three regolim every year, so it's considered like a year, even though it's not actually a year. But every year has three regolim, so that's why it's considered like a year, even though technically it's not really a year. We began our shir by saying that Nisan is also the Rosh Hashanah Liburin. Says the Gemara, Liburin, Menissa Meninin, do we start counting the leap year? Do we start determining, as the Gemara, the leap year from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? For Tanya, doesn't the Brisa teach us, Eima Abern Hashanah, Bezdin doesn't determine that a year is going to be a leap year, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah takes place. Because we're concerned that if they're going to declare the year a leap year so early, by the time the Adar comes, as we're going to learn, Adar is the leap year month, people are going to forget. Vimibrua, and if they declare the year before Rosh Hashanah as a leap year, Einamu Beres, it's not valid. But if there's a strong reason that we need to declare the year a leap year right after Rosh Hashanah, we were concerned that Bezdin would not be able to convene, or we're concerned that the Nasi was summoned to the king and he may not be available, and the Nasi's presence is required to declare a leap year, Ma'amnei Seh Rosh Hashanah Miyad. Immediately after Rosh Hashanah, we could declare it a leap year. Vav Vikein, but continues the Brisa to teach us, that even though we've already decided at this point of the year that this year is going to be a leap year, Eim Abram El Adar, the only month that could be the month that we extend is the month of Adar. No other month could be declared as the leap year. So what does it mean, Liburin? Answers the Gemara, Amram Nech Meyitzchok, my Liburin. What did the Braisa mean when it said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Chodesh Liburin? Lafsukas Iburin. That means, until the end of Adar, Bezdin could still declare the year a leap year and add another Adar. But once Adar is over and Nisan begins, we can no longer declare the year a leap year. And not only that, the halacha is that on the 30th day of Adar, we already can't declare the year a leap year, because since the 30th day of Adar could potentially be a leap year, could already be Nisan, it's too late to be declared as a leap year. The Tanan, Hein Hi'idu Shem Abna Shana Kol Adar, the Mishnah Masechta Idyos tells us that Rav Shua of Rav Papayas said testimony that they declared a year, a leap year, throughout the month of Adar, Shaya Oimrim, because there were Chachamim that said that it only could be done until Purim, and they said no, it could be done throughout the entire month of Adar. Ask the Gemara, my time demand on Adar Purim, why is there an opinion that says that the month cannot be declared a leap year only until Purim? Because answers the Gemara, the Amamar, Kivan the Amamar, since we've learned, Sha'alam behilchas Pesach, Kainal Pesach, Shloshim Yoim, we learn Hilchas Pesach before Pesach 30 days. So if it's Purim, Purim is the day we begin to learn Hilchas Pesach, and people will be gone learning Hilchas Pesach. And then if after Purim they determine that year is a leap year, people will say, well, we began learning Hilchos Pesach and we stopped to learn Hilchos Pesach. It'll be very confusing and people won't fulfill, we need to be concerned they won't fulfill Hilchos Pesach properly. In order to avoid such a problem, they held the Chachamim that we don't declare leap year after Purim. So the Ran asks that the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Megillah, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Sheisharim Darshim Hilchas Pesach BePesach, that every Yontif we learn Hilchas Pesach on Pesach, and here we're saying that we learn Hilchas Pesach before Pesach. So there are a number of answers given to this. Some explain what the Gemara means to say is if somebody comes to ask Shaila on before Pesach, within 30 days of Pesach, the two people that come to Rav to ask Shaila, one is regarding Hilchas Pesach, and one is regarding a different subject. Hilchas Pesach Shailas take precedence. Those are the questions that take precedence over any other questions. Others say that Pesach, because it comes with so many different halachas, that's why Pesach is unique, that not only on Yontif Pesach do we have to discuss Hilchas Pesach, but even on Pesach, that even 30 days before Pesach. And perhaps that's only a halacha which is relevant to Pesach. Because Pesach comes with all of these many shailas, that's why we have to learn and teach all of these hilchos Pesach. And I saw that Emek HaDavar has a beautiful pshat in the word shailim v'darshim. Shailim means that we discuss and review all of the halachas that we know apply to hilchos Pesach, that apply year after year. The darshim means, he says, that every year there are new shailas that come up regarding Hilchos Pesach. The darshim, and every year we have to spend time in trying to understand the new circumstances that come up in halacha and how to paskin those shailas. I saw a beautiful vart from the Satmar Rebbe on this concept of shailin, the darshim, Hilchos Pesach. He says that what it means is that the Rav has to give shiurim before Hilchos Pesach, on Pesach, before Pesach, and particularly the Rav has to say Shabbos HaGolul Drosha, where he discusses the many Hilchos Pesach. He says, but a Rav needs Siyata D'Shmaya. We all need Siyata D'Shmaya in order to succeed. So the Gemara is giving instructions to the Rav who's going to give a Drosha. The first thing that you need to do is Shoyalim. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a tefillah, that you should have siyata d'shmaya in the drasha that you're going to say, that it should be correct, it should be well received, it should be well given over. And then, after you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully hears and answers that tefillah, the darshim, then we begin the shir. As the Gemara, Vidach, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Pius, who said that we could use the entire month of Adar still to make it into a leap year. Why are they not concerned that after Purim, if we're going to do it after Purim, there's going to be confusion? Says the Gemara, may the idea, people know the Shatim Abarta B'chushim Milsa. People know that Bezdin, in those days where they didn't have a fixed calendar, but there were different factors that were taken into consideration in order to decide if the year should be a leap year or not leap year. All these factors have to take into consideration. And V'savri, and that's why people will realize, that the Rabbanan didn't come up with the calculation why it should be declared a leap year until after Purim, and it's not going to cause any confusion. Ask the Gemara, V'tana D'don, that doesn't say Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Liburim, why not? Answers the Gemara, because he, Ba'aschol Kamairi, only speaks about when things begin. Ba'afsoka, that you could stop declaring the year a leap year, that's not part of what he feels is the subject of our Mishnah, and therefore Loi Kamairi doesn't discuss that. We learned further, Ultrumas Shkolim, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Trumas Shkolim, that we bring the new Shkolim and we start using them for the Kabbonist Tzibur after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ask the Ramanoah from where we know this halacha. Answers the Gemara Amr Baishi Amakra. The Torah says, Zois Oilus Chodesh Bechachai, Lechachai Eshana. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Chadesh Vavei Karbim Metrumi Chadasha. Bring all the new Kabbonists after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Gamri, and then we learn Gzer Shava, Shana Shana Menissen. Siv, Rishna Ulacham Chach Eshana. So if the Torah says by the new Kabbonis, Zois Eilus Chach Chach Eshana, and the Torah says regarding Nisan, as we learned earlier, Rishna Ulacham Chach Eshana, we see that Nisan is the month that we should bring the new Kabbonis. And the Sfas Emes explains why specifically Nisan is the month that we should start bringing the new Kabbonis, says the Sfas Emes, because Nisan is a time of Ischachus. Nisan is a time where people begin anew, recognizing, as we said earlier in our shir, all of the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf. And therefore, since Nisan is a time of Ischachus, it's appropriate that the new Kabbonis Tzibur should come in Nisan. Ask the Gemara of Ligma Shana Shana Tishrei. So if we're learning Gzer Shava, why don't we learn from Tishrei? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Mi Reishis Hashana. The Pasuk says regarding Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashana, Eretz Hashem Alkecha, Dorish Yisotamen, Eina Hashem Alkecha Bo, Mi Reishis Hashana V'ach Hashana. Answers the Gemara, Dona Shana Sheyeshim Ha'chidoshim, Mishana Sheyeshim Ha'chidoshim. Both when we speak about the Kabbonis, the Torah uses the words Shana and Chodesh. And by Nisan, the Torah uses the word Chodesh and Shana. Vein Dona Shana Sheyeshim Achadashim, as it's stated by the Kabbonis, Mishana Sheyeshim Achadashim. What the Gemara is saying is, we look for the better match, and Nisan is a better match. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Kabbonis Tzibur Ha'boim Be'ech B'Nisan, the Kabbonis Tzibur that come on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and on Mitzvah Lavi Men Achadash, we use the new Shkolim. V'mhevi Men Ayoshin, but if somebody used the old Shkolim Yotza, he fulfilled his obligation. El Shechisa Mitzvah, he hasn't done the Mitzvah L'chatchila, as we just described, we should be using the new Shkolim. Tayanami Hochi, Kabbonis Tzibur Ha'boim Be'ech B'Nisan, Mitzvah Lavi Men Achadash, should be brought from the new, V'mhevi Men Ayoshin Yotza, El Shechisa Mitzvah. Continues the Braisa, V'yochid Shehevi Sinad Mishaloi, if an individual decided to donate his own funds for the Kabbonis Tzibur, Sherim, it's a kosher. However, he has to be careful, Ovad Sheyimtzirim L'Tzibur. He has to give over that money that should belong to the Tzibur, because these Kabbonis have to come from the Tzibur. Answers the Gemara Pshita, what has the Braisa taught us that isn't obvious? Answers the Gemara. We need to be concerned that he's maybe going to donate it, but he won't give it over to the Tzibur with his whole heart, and therefore it's not going to be considered a proper Korban Tzibur. Kamash Malon, the Tan of the Braisa, tells us we don't have to mention that. The Tan of the Don, why doesn't our Tana say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Trumas Hashkolim? Answers the Gemara, Kivin Diktani, since we just learned in the Braisa that Mhevi, that if you brought the Karbonis from last year's Shkolim Yotza, so it's not a hard and fast rule. There's an exception to that rule, that if you brought the last from last year, B'diyevet, it's acceptable. Our Tana doesn't mention situations which are B'diyevet acceptable. So here we see that when you have to give it over, you have to give it over, Yofa Yofa. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek. There was a story in a shul in a city called Prostitz, where on the door of the Aron HaKodesh, there were a beautiful sign with psukim on it. And after many years, the sign started deteriorating, and somebody came and repaired it. Not long after he repaired it, he wanted to put his name on it that he was the one that did so. And the question was, the Gabayim were not happy that he did so. And the question is, how do we look at this halacha? How do we look at this shayla? So the Tzemach Tzedek quotes the famous Tshuvas Rashba, and Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph, the Mefarsimim Oysa Mitzvah, that when somebody does a mitzvah, there's a specific point to publicize it, to get other people to do mitzvahs as well. So therefore, maybe over here, this person who did this mitzvah, where he made the sign, repaired the sign, he should have the right to put his name on it, as the Rashba says, Mefarsimim Oysa Mitzvah. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, it's not a compelling proof. Mefarsim Oysa Mitzvah is when the Gabbai approached somebody to do a mitzvah, and the person did it. So there, we accept his donation, and we put his name under what he donated. Here, this person did it on his own. And even though he points out, our Gemara says that when somebody does something on the behalf of the Tzibur, we're not concerned, Shemer la Yimser Yafa Yafa, maybe he won't give it over in a proper manner. Even though we're not concerned that he's for that, still, if he wasn't asked to do it and he did it on his own, it's a whole different situation. Furthermore, we learned at the Braisa, at the beginning of our shir, the Rosh Chodesh Nissen, v'yesh oimrim af l'schiras batim. It's Rosh Hashanah for renting a home. And the Gemara elaborates. Tana Rabbanu, we learn in a Braisa, mayas gabayas l'chaveroi, if somebody rents a home to someone else, l'shana, and he said for a year, the halacha is according to Tanakama, minus shnei masa chodesh miyoyim liyoyim. We count 12 months to the date. Machlaikis, we shine him. When we count 12 months, when we count the year, how do we count that year if, as we just spoke about a leap year, that a leap year has 13 months? So the Rashba, the Ritva says that we count 12 months. Even in a leap year, the halacha is that we only count 12 months. The Rambam says no, that the Gemara says we're counting a year, and a leap year has 30 months. So therefore, in the year that it's a leap year, he says we're going to be counting 30 months. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Vim Omar, but if, says the Tanakhama as well, where he specified, and he said, L'shona zu, there, the halacha is, afilo le'amer ele be'echa ba'adar, even if the home was rented an echa ba'adar, kimin shigia yoyim echa be'nissan, as soon as Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes, also le'shana, it's considered as if a year passed by. So Taisus asks the obvious question. Taisus asks, here we are having a dispute between the landlord and tenant, what did the lease mean? So ask Taisus, can't the amount that he's paying rent be an indication for how long it was rented? So the Taisa says that the halacha is ein damim raya, that money is not necessarily a proof. Sometimes people are prepared to spend more on rent or less on rent, and therefore just looking at the amount of the rental is not going to be a proof in any direction. The filal mandamar, says the Gemara, even though we're going to have a discussion in Mitzvah Shem Mundaf Yod, if Yom Echa B'Shana Chash V'Shana, and it says that even one day in a year maybe is considered a year, here he'll agree that it has to be that when I rent the apartment, it has to be at least for a minimum of 30 days. Shani Hacha, the Loitarach Inish, Lamega Beise, nobody's going to rent an apartment, Labosa Mitzvah Klosin Yomim, for less than 30 days. Nobody's going to take the hassle for less than 30 days. Veima, so ask the Gemara, maybe we should say the Rosh Hashanah for renting is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. We've been learning that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is also considered a Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara, we could not say that this concept that 30 days is already considered a year by Tishrei. Because Stam Ki Oga Inish Beisi, when somebody rents a home, and if you're going to rent it in Tishrei, it's the winter. Nobody rents a home with the expectation to move out in the middle of the winter. L'kula yimayis gisham me'agar. When I rent a home in the winter, I rent it for the entire winter. The Tanakama de Braisa, the Tanakama of that Braisa that disagrees with the Yeshayim, the Tana de Don, and our Tana that doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh Nissan as the Rosh Chodesh L'Shkir Spatim, why not? He says in Mishkech Benissan Nami Mishkech Shchich Tiri. It's still cloudy and rainy in Nissan. So just like we say, nobody's going to rent an apartment to have to move out in the middle of the winter, nobody's going to rent that apartment to have to move out Rosh Chodesh Nissan when it's still cloudy and rainy. We learned in the Mishnah, Be'echad Be'elo Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Mani, ask the Gemara, whose opinion is that? The Echad Be'elo Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behena. Says the Gemara Rameya, it represents the opinion of Rameya. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta B'chayrus teaches us, Rameya Omer, Be'echad Be'elo Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema, Ula Regolim, as we learned, that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is what we count for Baal Ta'achar. Ask the Gemara, but who says that? That is the opinion of Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one that holds that we follow Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos as the order for Baal Ta'achar. Because Rameya's opinion is that we count Baal Ta'achar even after just 1 month, Yontif. Ve'ma Sefer. But then let's continue learning the Mishnah. Rav Lezer of Shimon Oimrim, Bech B'Tishrei, that Rosh Chodesh for Ma'aseh Behema, where every year we have to take off Ma'aseh Behema, but what's the cutoff date that animals are considered last year's or this year's? They say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So we have a very interesting situation, asked the Gemara. We have the Reisha, the first halacha of the Mishnah, and the second halacha of the, and the last halacha of Shimon and Mitziyasa, and then we have in the middle Rameya. If our Mishnah is going to follow the opinion of Rameya, we shouldn't have said that Nissan Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. And if we're going to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Shimon, then we shouldn't have said that Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Amr Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, the Tana of our Mishnah, Rameyihi. The Tana of our Mishnah is actually Rameyo. And what happened here is, Rebbe decided in different situations, different Tanoim who is going to follow. Biragolim, when it comes to Baal Ta'achar, Savalak Rav Shimon, and B'maisa Behema, Savalak Rameya. But ask the Gemara, if our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rebbe, and he picked and chose which opinion he's going to agree in different situations, Yoch Abba, why does our Mishnah and Masechta begin with the words Arba Rosh Hashanah, Chamisha Havu? They're really five, because we're going to have Tezvav Nissan, Echab Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, Tezvav Nissan Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim, Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema, Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shnanim L'Shmitas, and Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat are Rosh Hashanah L'Ilonis. Amar Rava, so Rava says this is the way to understand Rebbe's opinion. This is what Rebbe meant to say. Abra L'Divrei Akol. There are four dates that are Rosh Hashanah. L'Rameya Arba, according to Rameya, four, because Dal, according to him, take out Nisan, or Tezvav Nisan, Pesach, being the Rosh Hashanah for Baal Ta'achal or Regolim. According to Shimon, because Dal take out, according to him, Rosh Chodesh Elul, being the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, a different way to understand the Mishnah. Arba Chadoshim, there are 4 months of the year that we have Rosh Hashanahs on them. Or Behem, but there could be more than four Rosh Hashanahs. Because Nissan has Rosh Chodesh Nissan as a Rosh Hashanah and has Tezvav Nissan as Rosh Hashanah. But they're both in Nissan. Meisvei asked the Gemara, why are we mentioning only four Rosh Hashanahs? Aren't there more? It says, Shish Asav Nissan, on the 16th day of Nissan, Rosh Hashanah Loimer. On the second day of Pesach, they would bring the Karban Omer, and after they brought the Karban Omer, from then on, they could eat the Chadash. Shisha B'Sivan is Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Lechem. They used to bring the Karban L'Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, and afterwards, they could bring Karban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash from the Chadash. So according to this, L'Rava, according to Rava, that the Mishnah mentions all the days that are Rosh Hashanah, listen to Shisha. So there should be six Rosh Hashanah. Or Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who says we only speak about months, still, the month of Sivan, as we just learned, is a Rosh Hashanah month. Because Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. So he should have said there Chamisha. There are 5 months of Rosh Hashanah. Answers the Gemara. Amar Papa, Kika Chosha Midat Chayim Me'ota. Our Tan is only mentioning things that begin at night. Midat Chayim Me'ota is something that doesn't begin at night like a Chashav. And the Kabbanas are brought by day. And since they're brought by day, we don't mention, that's why those are not the type of Rosh Hashanah that are mentioned in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Regalim, the Rosh Hashanah of Regalim, which is connected to when we could bring Kabbanas, don't begin at night, the Kachashiv, and yet they're mentioned in our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Lasuya, our Mishnah is talking about a case, Mikar Mechai Vekoi. This person made the obligation, took upon himself the obligation to bring the carbon already earlier. So even though Yontif and the ability to bring Kabbanas don't begin only during the day, but he should have brought his carbon earlier. And therefore, even once the night of Yontif comes, he's over Baal Ta'achar. Some say it's not referring to the first day of Yontif, it's talking about the last day of Yontif. Once the last day of Yontif comes, and he hasn't brought his carbon, he's over Baal Ta'achar. Ask the Gemara, Vere Yoivlus, Deloi Chaya Miurta, Yoivl doesn't begin at night, because Yoivl only begins on Yom Kippur when they blow the shofar, the kachashiv, and yet it was mentioned in our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rishmo ben Noish Rabbi Yochni, Dama Rosh Hashanah Chai Yoivl. The Yoivl actually begins from Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, but the Gemara gives a different teretz. Why our Mishnah doesn't speak about Rosh Hashanah La'omer and Rosh Hashanah L'shtei Lechem. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheisha Bereder of Idama, Kika Choshev, our Mishnah only speaks about things, Midat L'Italia B'maisa, something that doesn't require us to do something. It happens automatically. However, Midat L'Italia B'maisa, something that requires an activity, bringing the carbon omer, bringing the Shtei Alechem, that is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, very golem, Midat L'Italia B'maisa, because you can't bring Kabbanas until the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought. And since you can't bring Kabbanas until the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought, so why is this not called something that's Talib B'maisa? Answers the Gemara, as we really explained earlier. Baal Ta'achar M'mele Chayel. The Baal Ta'achar happens automatically. But ask the Gemara very Yoivlus. The Yoivl doesn't happen until Bezdin blows the Shofar on Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara, we've already established. Rishma ben Noach ben Brachin ben Brachi. Our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rishma ben Noach ben Brachin that says Yovel happens automatically on Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi has a different explanation of a Mishnah. Abba Rosh Hashanah Heim. There are 4 Rosh Hashanahs. Shehem be Abba Rosh Chodeshim. That our Mishnah is only speaking about Rosh Hashanahs that come out on a Rish Chodesh. And the Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Shtei Lechem, which is brought on Shavuos, don't happen on Rish Chodesh. And the Mishnah says, Bech B'Shvat, this halacha, that we're only mentioning Rosh Hashanahs that fall on a Rish Chodesh, would only be consistent of Beis Shammai, who says that the Rosh Hashanah of Lilonis is Ech B'Shvat, is according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. Says the Gemara Hachikamer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Shloisha, 3 Rosh Chodeshim in the year are Rosh Hashanah L'Divrei Hakol. Everybody agrees that they are Rosh Hashanahs. Echa B'Shvat, which would be the 4th Rosh Chodesh, which is a Rosh Hashanah, is not unanimous. That is actually the subject of a Machloikus Beisham Beisilol. According to Beishamai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. According to Beis Hillel, it's only Tezva B'Shvat, and therefore, indeed, according to Beis Hillel, there will only be 3 Rosh Chodeshim in the year, which are Rosh Hashanahs.